Okay, here we go. Starting Zechariah, the second to last sefer here in the Trei Asar, but Zechariah is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, 14 prakim here in Zechariah before we get to the last three of Malachi. But we still have a lot to go. So the first parak in Zechariah is today's discussion. Zechariah is, as we learned last time, one of the three last Nevi'im. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi represent a totally different time period than what we have discussed in the first nine prophets and the first nine Nevi'im. He is not in the Mesorah that the Rambam lists, but he is one of the Ba'alei HaMesorah, not the, but he's one of the Anshei Knesset Gadol, as we mentioned from Haggai last time also. He is one of that special group of 120 rabbis that made all the laws when they came back during Bayis Sheni. Good. So, B'chodesh HaShmini, the parak starts off. Even before that, Rashi, the first Rashi on Zechariah tells us that we're going to have some nevuos in this sefer that are different than all the other ones. They're very hard to understand. They're very satum. And a lot of them won't be revealed to us, the meaning of it, until they actually take place. Nevuah Zechariah, says Rashi, stuma hima'od. It's very unclear. Kieshba maros domos lechalom hanitan lepitaron. A lot of times there are visions, and it looks like a dream. Ve'enon yicholom la'amod alamitas pitrono. Ad yavo moret tzedek. And we can't know what the ultimate true interpretation is until Mashiach comes. Ulefi ha'yicholes. Etain leiv liyashiv amikros. I'll do my best, says Rashi. Echad echad mina pitronot hadomo lo viachar pitronot shal Yonasan. I'm going to follow Yonasan ben Uziel, but I'll do my best to give some hasbara to these nevuos. The Abarbanel also says, just by way of introduction, he refers here to what he wrote at the beginning in his Akdamat to Trei Asar, that he says that really there are three reasons why any nevuah would be recorded in Nevi'im, says the Abarbanel. Hine nevuos hanevi'im nechtevu la'achas migimol tachlios o lekulam, or for all the reasons. Rishona, the first one, lohodia amitas pinas hanevuah, to prove nevuah, to prove that Hashem speaks to man and that He speaks to man about the future and He tells him what's going to happen. Vahamido ha'eloki shehiget hadvarim kodem hayosam. That's number one, and that's included in the animamin about nevuah, as we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man, and it's even more clear if he will predict something that happens. Vatachlas Hasheni hu lishmoa eitza ulekabel musar neviim. Number two is to give musar and to give tochacha, as we've had so much of that in these neviim achronim. Vatachlas Hashlishi b'nevuos hayalahashris b'libenu pinas hatikva v'hatocheles bischar ha'elokim teshuaso, to give us hope. To give us hope. We have a navi to give us hope that even during these dark times of galus, there's going to be a future that is going to take place. So again, some of these Nevi'im do not fulfill number two because we have no idea what they're talking about. But there's something about the future. There's something that we have to learn, and sometimes we won't understand it until it actually takes place. Okay, so what happens here? Bechodesh Hashmini. So we are in the eighth month. Bishnas Shtayim L'Dayavish. So we're going back in time before the Binyan started again, in the second year of Dayavish, as we had in Chagai also, in the eighth month. Hayadvar Hashem El Zechariah Ben Berechia Ben Ido Anavi Lemar. So the word of Hashem, the Nevuah, came to Zechariah, the son of Berechia, the son of Ido Anavi. Pashtus, this is a different Ido than that lived way earlier in the times of Yeravim Ben Nevat. This is not the same, but we assume that they were all Nevi'im, because as the Medrash says, if a Navi is mentioned with his father and grandfather, then it must be the father and the grandfather were also Nevi'im. The Abarbanel says maybe Bischus, his parents and his grandparents, Bischus them, he was Zochet to Nevuah, and he gave them a lot of credit. This Zechariah, keep in mind, should not be confused with another Zechariah much earlier, also in the Navi. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Gittin that Nevuzradan went in and there was blood boiling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash because Kohen Navi, he was killed. The Zechariah Kohen Gadol was killed in the Beis HaMikdash, and that was Nevuzradan. That's Bayis Rishon. That's Bayis Rishon. This is now Bayis Sheni Zechariah. So it's a different Zechariah. Different Zechariah. So the word of Zechariah comes, the word of Hashem comes to Zechariah. Katzav Hashem alav oseichem katzav. Hashem was angry. Have been angry with your forefathers, right? They went into Golus. V'yamarta aleihem kol marshem tzvakos. But now tell Am Yisrael, shuvu elai nu marshem tzvakos. Hashem wants you to come back. V'yashuv aleichem al marshem tzvakos. Right? Sounds like a similar pasuk elsewhere in Trei Asar. Shuvu elai v'yashuv aleichem al marshem tzvakos. Hashem says to come back. The Abarbanel points out that more than other Nevi'im, Zechariah uses the lashon of tzvakos when he talks about Hashem. Hashem Tzvakos. V'yata tireh b'divri zeh hanavi. Shagur Hashem hazeh b'shem Tzvakos b'fiv. V'yizeh l'dayti, why? Because Zechariah is talking about exiled, but they're all going to come back, and Hashem is in charge of all of the hosts and all of the groups of Jews wherever they are. And that's what's meant by Tzvakos. Shagalu Tzvakos Hashem u'shvatav. The armies of Hashem have been exiled. Only a little bit came back. Who came back during the Bayi Sheni? 22,000 or so Jews. Most of them did not. And he's going to bring them back when the time arrives. That's why Tzvakos is used by Zechariah more than other Nevi'im, because it's a reference to all of the tribes that have been exiled, but he promises that they're going to come back soon. Says the Navi Pasuk Dalet, Al tiyu kaboseichem, asher karu alem Nevi'im, don't be like your forefathers that the Nevi'im called, Harishonim, Lemar, Kol Hashem Tzvakos, Shuvanam Midarkeichem Aram, please come back, stop your evil ways, right? All the trails are before, besides Yonah, but all the trails are already said, and Yeshayo, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, they all gave tochacha, umal aleichem arayim, and stop your evil actions. V'lo shamu, they didn't listen, v'lo kshivu, elayin, um Hashem, they didn't listen to me. Avoseichem and Ayhe, and where are your forefathers? Where are they now? Right, everything I said that was going to happen to them happened. V'hanevi'im, halolam yichyu, and lest you question, well, the Nevi'im aren't here either. What, are they going to last forever? The Nevi'im aren't going to last forever, but you know exactly what happened. The events that I told the Nevi'im and warned them, exactly what was said came true. Vayashuvu vayomru, kasher zamem Hashem tzvakos lasos lanu, kidrachenu ukumal aleinu, kenasa itanu. If they were here, they would say exactly what was supposed to happen. And those who went, who lived through the Chorban, right, had this too, and they said that this is exactly what was forecast to happen, and Rahman al-Islan, it did happen. This Lashem v'hanaviyim ha-la'olam yichyu is also a remez that Nevuah is about to stop. Nevuah is about to stop. Is there always going to be Nevuah? Right, Chag, Zechai, Malachi, this is the Nevuah is finishing now. End of an era. And this pasuk is a remez to that too. The Meshech Chachma also quotes this pasuk in a fascinating suggestion. We usually think that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, something changed in their essence. And that's why death became natural. Death became natural because they became changed. The Meshech Chachma in Bereishis suggests another pshat. This is on the pasuk of Gimel Dalet, on Lomos to Musun. He says, maybe nothing changed inherently. But remember the Medrash that the Nachash also used against them. It says, you know why God doesn't want you to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas Tovara? Because then you're going to be like him. And then he ate from the Eitz HaChaim, and that's why he lives forever. If you ate from the Eitz HaChaim and you ate from the Hadas, you'll live forever. What's behind that? Says the Meshech Chachma, and he writes this in a few places in his commentary. If man would live forever, so then people would deify man, because he's forever. Kasher yichye ha'adam ha'shalem v'lo yamus, v'lo tispared harkavaso karkavas ha'galgal. Everything else dies and wanes over time. If man wouldn't, az yitu acharei ha'muchash, b'rosam oso mishtaneh mishara min ha'anoshi, v'yichaisu le'eloki, v'yidamu shu inyan eloki. And that, says the Medrash, is what the Nachash said to Adam and Chava. V'yisim le'elokim. You'll be like Elokim. You'll be able to be a god. And that's what you should do. V'lachein omar, and he quotes our pasuk, ha'nevi'im lo'olam yichyu, quoting it out of context, but quoting it as if, yeah, the Nevi'im should live forever. V'zeh kavanas ha'gemar, and that's what it says, that the four people that didn't sin, right, Gemar, Bava Basra, Daf Yud Zayin, the four people that didn't sin, Amram, and Binyamin, and Kilav, and Yishai, they died because of the Nachash. Doesn't just mean because they are human beings, which is the pashas, but because of the Nachash's hat'aya, where the Nachash says that, oh, you're going to be able to live forever. People are going to think you're God. You could be God. That was part of the Nachash's plan, and that's why they had to die, because people shouldn't be think that we're God. He says this later on in Sefer Bamidbar 2, the Meshech Chachma. That's one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because everyone who knew him now, at the end of the 40 years, only knew him as Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't know him growing up. They knew him as Moshe splitting the sea and the Man and the Yam Suf. So if he would have gone in, says the Meshech Chachma, they would have exchanged the Egel for Moshe Rabbeinu. And that can't be. So that's why, and that's what it says by the Meraglim. Vayas Kalev Es Ha'am El Moshe. about Moshe. Don't think it's Moshe. Moshe's not the God. Don't worry about it. But that's what the Meshech Chachma says here. And that's why he says the sun and the moon and the stars, everything that does last forever, basically, they don't have Bechira. They do the same thing over and over again. So you see their Avadim, right? Only a being that's in charge can do whatever they want. Hagalgalim achayim v'kayimim lo'olam, hey meinam bali ratzon, l'shanos malacham, v'lo yishanu tafkidam, k'day, and Hashem does that, k'day shelo yipol aleim hat'ayos, she'im manhigim, so you don't think that they're manhigim. People didn't get the message. People still worship the sun and the moon and the stars, etc. But that's what's alluded to here in this pasuk, v'anavim lo'olam yichyu, which he quotes. But the Zechariah says to the Am, so recognize that the earlier generation didn't listen, and that's what happened. Now we get to the second half of the parak. B'yom Asrim Ba'arba, L'Ashtesar Chodesh. We fast forward now. On the 24th day of the 11th month, who? Chodesh Shvat, which is Chodesh Shvat. The Malbim, the Radak points out that no other Sefer in Tanakh usually gives names to the months. It just says which number month. Here you have a name. Megillas Esther has a name. Talks about Adar, and Sefer Ezra also has names. But that's it. Other than that, we just have numbers. But here, a name is given. What are the significance of the names? Remember the Ramban in Parshas Bo talks about the names. Why did they have these names? They're Persian names. When they came back, why did they take new names? Says the Ramban, the beginning of Parshas HaChodesh, Perakut base. Zumitsa Rishona, Shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Moshe. Hachodesh Ezel Lachem Rosh Chadashim. Dafka, you should make the new months. And they, Dafka, took the months that were with them from Persia. Why did they do that? Says the Ramban, so they remember where they came from. Whenever you mention the month, you remember, you see, it's Mitzrayim. That's why it's the fifth month, the sixth month, the seventh month. The Alkein Ein Lachadashim Shem BaTorah. That's why in the Torah there's no names for months, just like days. There's no names for days. So you always think about Shabbos. Im Kein Kishenikra Lachodesh Nisan Rishon Olatishrei Shvi Pitrono Rishon LeGeula V'Shi Eleha V'Zetam Rishon Olachem Sheinenu Rishon B'Shana Avahu Rishon Lachem. Geula Seinu. Right, and that's how it is. But really, they're Persian months. Why didn't they change this? That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we mentioned often on that Ramban, because they wanted to remember they were still in Gaulis. They didn't have a complete Geula yet. Maybe if we would have merited, so then things would be different. But that's the Ramban, and the Abarbanel also touches upon it here as well. There is a question about what some of these, the following Nevuah refers to, the Geula Hasida, or closer, the Abarbanel says he thinks this parak is about Alexander of the Great. That what's going to happen to the Persians? The Greeks are going to come and overthrow them. And this is referring to Alexander the Great and his rod. And that's why Dafka says Shvat here. Shvat is also from the word Shevet, a rod. The strong rod of Alexander the Great is going to take care of Persia, and the next Gaulus and Geula will start. That's what the Abarbanel says here. Sherub ben Evoaso Inyan Alexandrus Mukdon Shahaya Hashevet Hamake. Biparas ubaver shaisen nevuaso romezes laoso malchus amar. Right, he says it here too, and that's what's being referred to. Why the word Shvat is used? Good. So on the 24th day of the Shvat, bishdashtein lo daryavish hayad var Hashem al Zachariah ben Berechia ben Ido anavi lemar. Again, it repeats his entire name, emphasizing the schuzavos. Raisi alayla. Here is the beginning of the first nevuah that is very unclear. Why is it so unclear? Machlokes rishonim. The Radak says, and most Mefarshim say, because he's one of the last Nevi'im, Nevuah is poches v'holech. It's getting less and less clear, and that's why, you know, it's not clear what exactly it means. It just appears like a dream, and we have to figure out what it means. Most of the time when we have Nevuahs earlier, the Nevi'im get a dream, maybe, and a vision, but they interpret it for us. Here, Zechariah just says it, that it seems like it's still uninterpreted. Says the Radak, why is it? Because he was on a lower level, so to speak. That's the Radak. The Sefer Ikarim also talks about the differences. Every Navi receives Nevuah differently because they're different and the mechanism is different. But the Abarbanel says exactly the Hefech. The Abarbanel says no. It's not that Zechariah is any less. Chas v'shalom. It's not any less, says the Abarbanel after quoting the Radak. He says, no. Ve'eno das nachon ve'enai. Levisha matzanu. Chaga zachai malachi. These last three Nevi'im, a lot of what they said was clear. Chaga was very clear. Malachi, they're clear. When they want to speak with clarity, they speak with clarity. So you're going to say that, oh, all Nevuah is ending now, so it should all be amum. It should all be unclear. But when they wanted to be clear, they did it. Kedusha, v'lashon mevuar, v'gam zacharya atzmo, hayu dvarav schus. Right, and it says chus umavueres v'chulu v'zeil mimashayores shalabah ha'omek b'marosav. No, it's the depths of these nevuas. Right, it's not that it's so less, but it's the opposite. Ulekotzer amasik ki im laomek hamusav v'koshi advarim ba'atzmam. And therefore, it's very hard to understand. But not because Zechariah was any less, but it was just deep messages that are being given to us. So, what is this nevuah? So, Ra'isi alayla. So, says that he saw, and it was at night. V'ne ish rochev al sus adam. There was a man. That was a figure of a man on a red horse. He was amongst the myrtles in a water, in a swamp. And they were all different types of color horses. Red, white, and serukim. Serukim is some type of color. We're not exactly sure which color it is. The Mefarshim say, Va'omar, Ma'il Adoni. And I asked the man on the red horse, right? What do you want? Yomar Elai HaMalach Adoverbi. And the Malach says to me, I'll tell you what all of these horses are. I'll explain it to you, the Radak says. And he's not going to show him anything, but I'll explain it to you. The Yaros Dvash, Rabbi Yonasan Abishit says, Zechariah, maybe relating to the Radak before, has a Malach talk to him a lot. I mean, that symbolizes indirect Nevuah. Indirect Nevuah. Right? There's the earlier ones just had the vision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. But maybe the Malach HaDoverbi, that's spoken about here in Zechariah, the Yaros Dvash, in my volume is Chelek Aleph on page Kuf Mem. He says it's because it's indirect. They didn't have exact clarity, and therefore that's what's mentioned by Malach. So he sees this vision, and the Malach says, "I'm not going to explain it to you what it means." And a man, maybe not the same man in the vision, answers, "Ela shalach Hashem lishalach ba'aretz." All of these horses are who Hashem sent to go around the earth. What does that mean? So many explain it means that all of these are the kings that cause you trouble. There's a Bavel and a Paras. They're all messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all shlichei Hashem. That's what they're here for. Red symbolizes blood. Vayanu es hamalach Hashem ha'omi ben adasim vayomer hisalachnu ba'aretz. Yeah, we went all around. V'nekolaretz Yoshev es v'choketes. Now it's calm, because right now there's no war, but there's not going to be that way for long. Right now there's sheket. Vayan malach Hashem vayomer Hashem tzvakos. And then Zechariah sees a vision of the malach asking a question. Ad masai atalot rachim is Yerushalayim. It's enough already. 70 years are up. How long are you not going to have compassion on Yerushalayim v'Sar Yehuda? Asher za'amta ze'shivim shana. This is the second time. You had it in Yirmiyahu too. But the 70 years are up. Why are you still angry? Vayan Hashem es ha'malach hadover bi. Dvarim tovim, dvarim nichumim. And Hashem answered. He doesn't say what he answered. He just says good things. He answered good things, meaning the Galus is coming to a close. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshan's Adar Drush, a lot of these psukim. What does it mean, the man? The man, he saw the man is Hashem. And what's the red? It means Hashem wanted to destroy the world. And then he saw the hadasim. Hadasim are tzadikim. That's what the Gemara darshins every phrase here on the tzadik gimel amad aleph in Meseches Sanhedrin. Amar b'yochan amay desev reisi es alayla v'chulu. May reisi alayla b'ikech HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'afokas kol olam kulo l'alayla. Hashem wanted to darken the whole world. V'ni ish rochei v'ni ish al-HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem ish bochama al sus adom. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'afokas olam kulo l'adam. Kivash nistaka b'chanani v'shov azaria niskara daito. He became calm because he saw the tzaddikim and those who fulfill his word, and that is why the world is still here. So again, he sees this remez, and the malach, and Hashem answers the malach that it's going to be okay. Vayomer Eli pasuk yudalad hamalach adover bi. Again, a lot of malachim here. Kralemar, kramar Hashem svakos kinesi l'Yerushalayim ulitzion kina gadola. I was zealous for Yerushalayim. V'ketzef gadol ani kotzeif al hagoyim ashananim. But I will get very angry on the nations that are sitting relaxed in Shalva. Asharani katzafti ma'at tema azulara. I got angry a little bit. I wanted to send you to Galus. They went far beyond. Right? This is like the Raiv's comment in Hilchos Shuvah and the Ramban's comment in Parshas Lech Lecha, that even though there was Bris Ben Abbasarim and it was supposed to happen, but we know they went above and beyond anything, and that's why the Ramban in Tezvav Yudalid We've read this often. The Hosifu Lahara, Kishluchu B'neim Liyar, Vayimaru Es Chayeyem, V'chashvu Limchos Es Shmam. That's Don Anochi. Don't tell me there was a Gzeira. Right? The Rambam says in El Chashuva, maybe each one of them could have said, I don't want to do it. No. The Ravid, the Rambam say, no. It's that they went overboard. They went far. There is a philosophical problem. Maybe we shouldn't even mention it, but we will mention it because Rav Dessler printed it, so we'll just mention it. It's a very serious problem. And that is, well, Hashem said they were supposed to be punished. So they went overboard. But obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let them go overboard. Bechira Chashis. Could Bechira overcome? Hashem knows it's going to happen. It's kind of like the Rav Dessler says, right? Cain was held accountable for all the children of Hevel. But if Hashem knew that Cain was going to kill Hevel, he wasn't going to have children. So why are Dam Zari Yosef? Unless Hashem considers it ki'ilu it happened. Ki'ilu it happened. So it's a difficult philosophical question. But no, the answer is that we don't understand it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in ways that we don't understand. And it's beyond us, right? He quotes this pasuk of Dessler in the fourth volume on page 94. He quotes our pasuk and he quotes, that's why Nenash Melech Bavel Onish Kafal Umechupal. Oh, Bavel was punished, even though it was supposed to happen, but they went more than Hashem was gozer. But what do you mean? But if it happened, wasn't Hashem nigzer? Okay, that's the question that we don't have a full answer to, but that's alluded to here. Hashem has it all taken care of. Ani kasafti ma'at vehim azul ra. Lochein koamar Hashem. Shafti Yerushalayim barachamim. I will return to Yerushalayim in compassion and rachamim. Besi banet banom Hashem svakos, and my house will be built. Ve, the ksiv is kavei, and the read it as kav. I will put a line, Yinata Yerushalayim, our protection line. The Malbim says, the Siv is kaveh from the word tikva, to give hope to Yerushalayim. Od krale marakom Hashem svakos, again svakos. Od tefutsena arimito, the word, the city will be bursting with goodness. The Radak says it's all good. The Malbim says maybe this is a reference to another galus, and the second half is about the geula. V'nicham Hashem od es Sion, Hashem will ultimately have compassion on Sion, uvachar od Yerushalayim. Just one final thought, the second to last pasuk here, shavti Yerushalayim barachamim, is quoted la halacha. Where is it quoted la halacha? In Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, we know the how do you end off the third bracha of benching? Bonei Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. So that is controversial, right? The tour quotes in Kuf Peches, Bonei Yerushalayim, right? He leaves out Barachamav and he leaves out Amen, because both of those. Amen is a separation between the Daraisas and the Drabanans, but he leaves out Barachamav too. The Beis Yosef says, the Maharam used to say Bonei Barachamav. The Kolbo on the Aruch HaChaim says, no. No, there's no Barachamav by Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim would only be rebuilt with Mishpat. As the Pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshayot, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh. The Imam Barachamav, the Beis Yosef says, if you say Barachamav, he doesn't have to go back, though. Because we do find Rachamim by Yerushalayim also, as it says in our parak, in Zechariah, Shavti Yerushalayim Barachamim. The Darkei Moshe quotes that the Minhag is like the Maharam, that we say Barachamav, because when it says Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh, that just means when we do Mishpat, when we're honest with our Mishpat, so then Hashem will bring the Geula, but the Geula itself will be Berachamim. And that's the machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah also. But again, it's partially based on our Pasuk. The reason we say Berachamim is because of the Pasuk that we have here at the end of the first parak in Zechariah. Right? The Ramah says in Kuf Peches, Yesh Omrim de Omrim Bonei Berachamim Yerushalayim, V'chein No Hagin. Okay, we will stop here as we had Aschala in Zechariah.